Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Spieth, Becky's husband, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. We're going to be having a Bible study, and then we're going to do some prayer at the end. Today is February 17th. It happens to be Becky's birthday. She is in Orlando training with John Maxwell and improving her skills like she always is, so I'm very proud of her and everything that she does. We're going to do a Bible study today. I'm going to pray for it first. I just wanted to say again, welcome to everybody. And I hope that you are all well. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, that you speak through me. Lord, I'm not counting on myself in any way, Lord, but I'm counting on you, Holy Spirit, to speak with me and to give a message that is uplifting and a message that helps and a message that shows your love, Lord, because you are love, and we just thank you for that, and we praise you for that in Jesus' name. All right. Well, again, good morning. The title of this Bible study is Freedom and Faith and Then Love. First, I'd like to tell you a story that I just heard, and this is a true story. And as we talk about freedom and the ideas and images in our mind about freedom, I just want to give you an example. There was a brand new preschool that was built, and it was on two busy roads. And they built the preschool, and all the young children came there for the first day. But they had not had time to build the fence yet. So the children, when it was time for them to go outside, the children went outside, and they stayed up right up against the building and to stay away from the busy streets. They didn't go into the ball fields or the playground or the swings or anything like that because they weren't safe. They didn't feel okay. The very next day, they put up the 3-foot picket fence, and the children allowed themselves to go and play because they knew there was a fence and there were boundaries. Because we have boundaries, it gives us freedom. One of the main tricks or the main lies that the devil says to us is that we can do whatever we want. That is a lie that starts many other problems. But the first lie that's whispered to people and gets them on the wrong track is that you can do whatever you want. You have the right to do whatever you want. That is a lie, and that is not freedom. Our first verse from the Bible is from Hebrews, and it's Hebrews 1, 8, and 9. And this is the Father speaking to Jesus. But to the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Now, that oil of gladness is joy. Because Jesus Christ hated lawlessness and loved righteousness, he was anointed with the oil of gladness and of joy. And I know that's what we want in our life. We want to have that oil of gladness and that joy in our life. Our next scripture excuse me, it's from Matthew, and it's 24:11, 12, and 13. In Matthew it says, there are many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. God loves us in a father's love. I'm a father, I've been a father for a very long time. I understand partly a father's love. A father's love is, mine is imperfect, obviously, but our Heavenly Father's is perfect. He warns us, he guides us, he gives us boundaries because he loves us. He knows that lawlessness is going to bring ruin and destruction to us. Because he is a good father, he has to warn us and he has to tell us these things. because he wants to keep us from those things. He chose you. I know a lot of times we talk about making that choice to be saved and take Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But remember, before you were born, he chose you. He chooses you every day. Sometimes it seems like we're not the one that gets chosen. We're not the one that gets picked to do this thing or that thing or something that we believe that we should have. But remember, before time began, the Creator of the universe chose you because he loves you that much. So that's why he tells us about the lawlessness and tells us about having the righteous life, because he wants joy. He wants that oil of gladness on us. Our next scripture is from John, and there's two from John. There's John 14:15 and John 15:10. John 14:15 says, about these laws, about these commandments, what is the most important thing that we can do to show God that how much we care about him, how much we love him? It's very clear. In John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Those commandments that he gave us, because he is a perfect, wonderful Heavenly Father, is because he loves us. Every time we're keeping those commandments, it's not for God. It's for us because he loved us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what's going to give us the greatest success. He knows what's going to bring us the greatest joy, that oil of gladness. And that's why he made the commandments for us. The next one is from John 15:10. And that is, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abided in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I think that when we think about the lawlessness and the things in our life and the things that we push against, when we think about our Heavenly Father and the fact that he loves us so much, that he gave us the commandments, I know that we talk about lawlessness in the churches and talk about lawlessness in different preaching and things like that. But the most important thing is that we have love. That is our greatest commandment. And that is our greatest thing that brings us joy. The more love that we give, the more that we love him, the more that we draw closer to him, the more that we feel love. His love is always the same. It's just us getting in the way of it. I just think that one of the things that is most important is that when we think about the commandments and we think about the lawlessness, all the things that we as parents have seen in our life, of course we want our children to be the best that they can be and to do the things that they need to do. But when they make that choice to do the right thing, because inside of them that is the choice they want to make, they're not doing it to please us, they're not doing it to not get into trouble, but they're doing it because they are making the choice, they're choosing righteousness, and they're choosing that. The freedom that it gives them to grow, the freedom that it gives them is amazing. But the love that comes back and that you feel when your child or somebody that you have helped to understand more from the Lord does that is an amazing thing. So I assume that everybody is live on the call and everybody can speak. Would anybody like to say anything to that or add anything to that? I may have not set the call up right. Anything that they would like to share, anything that any praise or any prayers that we need to speak about? Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Edwina in Texas. How are you?
Hey, Edwina. This is John. How are you?
I'm great. This was an absolutely awesome Bible study. And as always, things happen in your life where you go like, okay, I'm going to get on. And it's like, I said, you know what? I made the commitment to set my alarm clock so there's no reason that I can't get my happy self in here on the call. But I guess I just would add that when I think as I grew in my maturity with Christ, and as I'm growing every day, when I think of boundaries, I think of them all, you know, as protection. I know that when I stay inside of this place where God has ordained me to be, I don't walk outside of it, and I don't create havoc in my life.
Right.
And I think what people fail to understand is it creates a freedom for those around you. Because when you step outside of the boundaries, none of us are islands. So when you step outside of those boundaries, you seem to take those closest to you sometimes with the consequences of stepping out on that same journey. Whether you wanted to or not, you do. And that's kind of what we are as a family. My son made some choices, some really bad choices, several years ago, and now we're praying for God's mercy and grace. But we as a family have walked through so much of this. And so the boundary, we definitely that, you know, God has put them there for a reason. And when we think about what they give us versus what we lose, because when we think of the decision that Adam and Eve made, you know, it was more Eve was thinking about what she was not going to have or what she didn't get or what she didn't have. That caused her to do this, and versus thinking of all of what she had. You know, there's only one thing I don't want you to eat of, just one tree.
Right.
And you have a ton of other trees, but don't eat this one. You know, don't eat this one. But all she focused on was the one.
Right.
You know, so that's what we do with when we fail to acknowledge the boundaries and to stay within them. It's really God's way of saying, I want to keep you safe.
I think that's an excellent point, that it affects the others around us. It's that whole ripple effect.
Yes.
And you don't know, and you don't know who that's going to affect, and who's watching, and whose walk it can affect too. It's an awesome responsibility that God gives us about staying in the boundaries. But you're right. There's always repercussions, and He chastens those He loves. You know, He wants to get you back in those boundaries. But when you can stay in those boundaries, and believe me, I've not been the one to stay in the boundaries all of my life. And oh, my God, the freedom to know that you're where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
I think that's amazing. Thank you so much for that. That was brilliant. Would anybody else like to share? Well, all right, then. I would like to pray for all of you, and then pray for especially what Sarah has brought up before the call. But I want to pray for all of you and pray for all of your day and for your success and for your week and for all the things that are coming up and all the blessings that you're going to be and the witness that you're going to be. And we're going to go from there. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you so much. I thank you for Edwina and what she has added, Lord, and for the wisdom that she has, Lord. I thank you for Sarah and her love and her care for others as they're recovering from surgery, Lord. I pray for the good health and the strengthening, Lord. Lord, I pray for everybody's family and for their walk and for their business, Lord. I pray, like it says in the Word, the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich and has no sorrow with it, Lord. It's from Proverbs 10:22. And Lord, I want them to prosper in any way, prosper in health, prosper in strength, prosper in material goods, prosper in the ways that they approach everything that they do, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for the boundaries. I thank you that you're a good Father, that you're a loving Father, that you're a perfect Father, that you care about us. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for all the people on the call, Lord. Lord, that they would get up on a Monday when Mondays are not, you know, not always the best Monday mornings, and that they would make that effort and spend that first time with you, Lord. I know you're going to bless them for it. I know you're going to bless them in everything that they say and do, everything that they put their hands to, Lord. Let it be blessed. Lord, I put a protection around their hearts and around their minds and around their families, Lord, that nothing can come against them. And, Lord, I just rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you for the promise that you say, Lord, that you give us, if you love me, keep my commandments, and you give us the commandments because you love us. Lord, it's a never-ending story of love, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, all right, everybody. I hope everybody has a great week. And just let you know that I will be doing the call again next Monday. If you have anything for me at all, my email address is JLS, P as in Paul, IE, T as in Tom, H, at yahoo.com. If you have any prayer requests or anything that you'd like me to do, I appreciate your input and I appreciate your feedback. Just know that you're loved and appreciated. And God bless you and everything that you would say and do. And have a great week, okay?
God bless.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.